Confession number 26. I have received the gift of righteousness. Consider again the words of Romans 5:17. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Righteousness is an attribute of God, a character quality of God. It speaks of rightness, the holiness of God, the moral perfection of God. You might recall Jesus telling the listeners of the Sermon on the Mount, "Be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect." Talk about a tall order. You probably also remember that a few verses earlier he said, "Unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." From these two verses alone, it would appear that the bar is raised so high that no one could attain to it. Our condition seems hopeless, but that is just the point. We cannot attain to the high standard. That is why the whole of salvation is a gift of God. The good news is, Jesus is righteousness, and he lives in us, and we are in him. By virtue of him in us, and by the amazing grace of God, we have been made righteous. We will see more about that tomorrow in confession number 27. Although there is no way we could ever reach the high standard set by God, in Christ we are there. We have been made the righteousness of God. This is another great example of the power and the importance of truth. The enemy would want us to give up, to believe our condition is hopeless, that the standard is just too high to reach. Why even try? But truth sets us free from his lies and his deceptions. In Christ, you have the gift of righteousness. As you walk in the world today, remember who you are in Christ. By Jesus, in Jesus, and from Jesus, you have the gift of righteousness. Thank him for his marvelous gifts and walk in truth. Confession number 26, I have received the gift of righteousness.